This piece was brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, brooklynslate.com, heritageradionetwork.org. This is the news. Bartenders and cocktail nerds, pay attention. New World Spirits is introducing a new base liquor called Solbeso, made from the fermented fresh juice of the cacao fruit. Solbeso is certainly a landmark in the spirits industry. It is believed to be the first spirit of its kind that's been made commercially available in approximately 200 years. But perhaps more important than its role behind the bar is Solbeso's agricultural considerations. We spoke with Clay Gordon, brand ambassador for New World Spirits and founder of thechocolatelife.com, about the sustainable practices involved with the production of Solbeso.
Solbeso, which translated as artist by the sun, by the way, is made from the juice that is in the pulp that surrounds cacao seeds in the cacao pod. The pods are harvested on farms in places like Peru and Ecuador. That's where we work, and they're opened. And then the seeds are removed from a central stem. We collect the seeds. And from the point that the pod is opened, we have a very narrow window of opportunity before wild fermentation sets in. And we need to stop that wild fermentation because it will generate flavors that we don't want. So we work with the farmers in the countries where we're working to improve the collection techniques and work to get the seeds and as much of the juice as they can possibly retain, to a central collection point where we can get enough of the liquid so that we can fill up a fermentation vessel of one form or another. For recorded history, the farmers have never valued the liquid. So there's no thinking that they give to the fact that, oh, this is something that might be used and that there might be some economic value associated with it. So one of the opportunities that we offer to the growers we work with is to take something that is normally just allowed to dribble on the ground and to provide an additional source of income.
So distilling cacao juice not only repurposes the waste from another industry, but also provides an alternative stream of income for cacao farmers. Clay explains.
So we prefer to work with large cooperatives where there are centralized collection and fermentation and post-harvest processing. And so we will partner with the cooperative, and then depending upon the actual costs of collecting the juice and how much juice there is available, develop a compensation scheme which they believe is fair for the amount of extra work that needs to go in. One of the less obvious impacts that we can have by focusing on the collection of the fresh juice and trying to get the juice to the collection center as quickly as possible and then in as good a shape as possible, that means we're also getting the beans to the collection center in better shape. And by getting the beans to the collection center in better shape, we can help the groups that we're working with improve their post-harvest processing capabilities. And by improving their post-harvest processing capabilities, we can help them improve the quality of the cocoa beans themselves. So not only are they getting paid for the juice, but they have their basic product, which is the cocoa beans, for which they can demand a higher price.
How else does strengthening cacao growers help specifically the Peruvian economy? Well, the demand for cacao juice is providing another avenue for cacao growers, making the industry all the more attractive for growers in another market, the drug trade. We spoke with Nicholas Gill, editor and publisher of the New World Review, about how cacao can replace coca in Peru.
Coca is legal in Peru, by the way, but it's more often than not used to make cocaine. As Peru has developed, as the culinary scene in general has developed, farmers are finding ways that they can sell products such as cacao directly to the consumer. If you go to Mistura, that's Lima's annual food festival, there are hundreds of these small co-ops from around the Andes and Amazon, just a few dozen or a few hundred villages pulling together to sell the products from their region, you know, everything from potatoes and fruits and cheeses, chocolate, and they're seeing a massive audience for this where they never had that before, so they're an alternative to just kind of give in and sell to the narco-terrorist. If farmers can get, double the price for this fruit, why not? And a lot of times there's just not much alternative to coca. They turn to the plants that sell, and if this will sell, they'll turn to that.
So we've got a new type of booze that provides another avenue of income for farmers and could potentially lessen the illegal drug trafficking? Sign me up and check out Solbeso online at www.solbeso.com. That's SOLBESO.com. I'm Joe Galarraga for the Heritage Radio Network.org. Hey, can someone pass me that bottle? The music used in this piece is by Tackstar. Thanks for listening.